Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were taught that as a Christian, our appearance and actions must always be in agreement with what we believe in God's Word. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Lady by the name of Daisy Mae Hawes, a mountain lady in Kentucky, led Dr. Lee Robertson to Christ when he was a teenager. Multitudes of souls saved. We go on to talk about other ladies that led young men, young children to Christ, who became preachers of the gospel and used mightily of God. But on the job, you're to be a light. So whether you're a laborer, maybe you're in some type of a professional field of one kind or another, whatever it is, you're there, and God expects you to be a light in that world. So your behavior should become holiness at all times, and demonstrating what you ought to be. That's why you're demonstrating to your wife what Jesus is to us. By the way, you treat her. So this verse ends, verse 7, with sincerity. If not, in time, we will show it. Now, I've had people say to me, "Preacher, boy, I tell you what, this, man, I just really want to do that, this and that and so forth, and boy, I just love doing this, I love doing that." Before too long, they're gone. Not even in church anymore. You see, that's not sincerity. So, make sure that your words and actions line up and they reach that level of behavior that becometh holiness. Do you remember Romans 12, 1 and 2? I beseech you, that is, man, I'm strongly urging you. I'm really giving my heart out to you. I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, God's mercy, because why would God want to use an old sinner like myself? But he wants to. He wants to cleanse us and make us usable for his service. So he says, by the mercies of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So how you live, your body, the way you dress, should be holy and acceptable unto me, unto God. And it is your reasonable service. You know, that word service there has really in it a Greek root of worship. You're worshiping God in a way with your body when you're living, acting, talking, dressing holy. And so, this is then looking at your inner man, that it might be right. It must be a part of our inner man. And if holiness is not a part of our inner man, then it will not be true holiness. You know, Ephesians 4, 22 through 24 speaks of righteousness and true holiness. And that's what we're to put on as Christians. And so, we want to be internally good in the daily conduct of our life, for the mouth speaketh of the abundance of the heart. So get up early. You know, it's always good to be scheduled. You've got a scheduled time, maybe you have to go to work. You've got a scheduled time that you do certain things. There's a schedule. Set yourself a schedule to get up and spend time in prayer, spend time in the Word of God. If you've got to be at work at 8 o'clock, be up and dressed by 6 so that you can have time in the Word of God and prayer before you go. And so, be in the Word of God. Now look at verse 8. Look at verse 8. We're in chapter 2 again. Now as we look at verse 8, it says, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. You know, sometimes men have fun together and they just talk and laugh and joke with each other, tease each other. But sometimes that can get out of hand and people get hurt. And then that is no longer sound speech, particularly sound speech that becomes holiness. And it gets people upset and makes them start to rethink about, do I really want to live for the Lord? And so it causes people to get discouraged. So, again, keep your speech, sound speech, that cannot be condemned. That's what he's telling us. Sound speech. When you think about that, sound in the Greek, the word meant healthy. Sound, healthy speech. You take vitamins. I got vitamins I take every day. I really do. You know, when they came out with this corona thing, said it's really good. You should be taking C vitamins, D3, and zinc. I've been taking these things before this ever come up. And so when you've been taking these things for a long, 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 long time before this stuff ever come up, I didn't have to go out and buy more. I already had it. Now, I've had to go out and buy more once I go through it. But I'm just saying is that I was doing this long before it happened. And so I did not have a problem with those kind of health issues. Now, again, this word, sound, is used for healthy. It's good for behavior that becometh holiness. Okay, that's what it is to be. It's to be words that benefits wholesomeness in your life that will be an encouragement to others. Again, of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Speech, as a matter of fact, the word logos, sound speech, healthy speech, logos, that's all of our speech. There's a Greek word rhema that's used in the Bible. It's referring to specific things that was said of God. Then there's the word logos that speaks of the entire word of God. But here, it's using logos, all your speech. Not only specific words, but remember, this is holiness in action always. And so you must make sure that your speech becometh holiness. No one should be honestly able to condemn our speech at any time. Have you ever read there in the book of Proverbs of a talebearer? Do you know that a talebearer can actually be spreading some truths? But they're saying it in order to injure others. Does that edify those others? You're going around telling people about someone else, and it might be a truth in their life. It might be something that went wrong in their life way back there. I've heard of people that were accused of serious crime, sin, later to be proved it wasn't true. But because they saw it written down somewhere and because they saw it reported in a newspaper somewhere, as far as they're concerned, it was true, even though it's been proven that wasn't true. You see, those are talebearers that are sowing discord. They're not edifying a brother or sister of whomever they're speaking. There might have been trouble in someone's marriage, and they feel they need to go and talk about it. They talk about it sometimes, about the way he treated her, the way she treated him, as if they were right there and heard every conversation. You didn't. You see a problem there. The main thing is to try to talk to those people about Jesus Christ, holiness, actions that become holiness, and doing that which is good and right and well-pleasing unto God. Again, no one should be able to honestly condemn our speech at any time. The Greek word for condemn there is that it is not blasphemy. That should not be condemned. Speech that can't be condemned as blasphemy, speaking evil of someone, speaking against someone. You know, that's what blasphemy is. You can blaspheme God in ways of, for example, taking God's name in vain. But also, well, you say, why would God do that? A good God wouldn't send anybody to hell. That's blasphemy. It shows a person doesn't really know God and doesn't believe him. And so, again, it can't be condemned. It doesn't contain these blasphemous words and blasphemous ways that tries to hurt others. It can't be using innuendo and those things that refer to make jokes out of evil things. Just understand, every bit of it's recorded. And when you stand before God, you cannot blame others. When he has given us his book and his commands, you can't blame others. You realize in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 5, it lets us know that the hidden things of darkness and the counsels of the hearts would be made known. The secrets of men, Jesus said, would be revealed. You see, you've got somebody out there that you didn't make things right with. Maybe there is somebody you really ran down and injured with your lips. Now it's time to get that right with them, or you're going to be ashamed at his appearing. If you're saved, you're going to be ashamed at his appearing. And, you know, I was talking to someone one day that had cheated on their spouse, didn't tell them about it, and didn't tell who when some things were suspected. Protecting those others, so to speak, is what they would call it to me. And I says, well, how will you feel if I told your children all about this? No, don't want to hear that. Do you know your children, they're saved, will be up there too, and they'll know all about it because the secret thing's going to be revealed.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.